Though the book of Deuteronomy tells us that the law of God, the law of love, is already in our hearts, it says that we still have to act on it. I mean, simply the fact that we carry the natural law in our hearts that tells us how we should be, how we should respond to God, and how we should respond to each other, how we should respond to the earth that we take care of. The natural law tells us that. And God says it's written in the hearts of every one of us. But like so many other things, when God does something for us, He doesn't do the whole job. He gives us the opportunity, the direction, the advice, whatever we need to accomplish it. But we have to choose to cooperate. And so that's the reason He adds the part, our job is to do it. But you know, as Catholics and as human beings, we become extremely good at rationalizing just about anything. I mean, we can rationalize our way out of anything, excuse ourselves, justify our action or lack of action. We're really very, very good at that. And I don't know if that comes naturally to, I don't know if that's part of the natural law, if that's something we acquire. I'm a little bit inclined to think it's something that we acquire and work at in our lifetime. Because if you watch children, they simply react. They don't have all of this long agenda of excuses, and they don't make distinctions that, no, I don't like that person or I don't like this person. I mean, kids are kids, they accept what is there. And unfortunately, over our years, we build up all of these prejudices and justifications and rationalizations that excuse us from simply observing what our Lord has asked us to do. So when we think about who is our neighbor, we can look at somebody and say, well, yeah, this is a friend of mine, that's my neighbor. Or this is a relative of mine, that's my neighbor. You know, I take care of them. But anybody else, oh, they don't fit in that category in my life. We rationalize. We find reasons not to do what the gospel tells us we all need to do. And there's a reason for it. You know, if we don't show love for one another that Christ taught us, how can we expect that the promises that He made for us in this world and in the life to come are ever going to be fulfilled? But we find excuses. You know, the other day there was a little clip on television about this terrible accident on I-95, which I guess happens about every day over there. But anyway, this group of people went into that fiery car and pulled people out. Why did they do that? I think it was part of that instinct of our, that natural law that is written in our hearts, that you care for people. You see that happen, say, if somebody accidentally drives into a pond and somebody sees them, they immediately will risk their own life to try to rescue that person. Why do they do that? They're responding to that call that God put within us. They are acting on that natural law of God. But so many times when we see somebody who may be in need, or think about somebody who may be just lonely, needs attention, we can find a million excuses and rationalizations to do nothing about it. And even there sometimes do with members of your own family, where somebody is sick and been sick maybe for several weeks, and, oh, I'm going to get over to see him one of these days. But it never quite happens, and I justify that by saying, well, I've had a long day at work, which may be true. It's hot, which it is. I just really feel like I need to go home. And what do I do when I get home? Turn on the TV, or turn on the computer, and waste an hour or two there. When I could have maybe used that time wisely by simply stopping in to say, hello, I'm thinking about you. You're my friend. You're my neighbor. There's someone that I love and care about. And Christ says that has to be with everybody. Not just the people that we know, not the people who live in our neighborhood, but everybody. Total strangers. He tells a story in the gospel. He's very good at telling stories to get his message across. Here you had a priest and a Levite, temple people who work in the temple. They should be the ones who give the prime example. But they're the ones that come and see the victim, walk across the street and go by on the other side. Do nothing. The priest does that. The Levite does that. And he says, you know, if these are teachers of the law, how are people going to learn what it really means to live this law? Love God, love your neighbor. But then he tells a story about the Samaritan, whom all Jewish people hated in those days. They were the worst of enemies. But this enemy comes by and takes care of this victim and shows them the way God really wants us to deal with one another. He takes a story like that to kind of point out we're missing the point. We may observe all of the laws that our church teaches us, but if it's not in our hearts and we do not react out of love or act out of love for God and for others, how can I really fulfill what God is asking of me? If I can't make the law sacred, it is there to help us guide us. Our connection has to be with our Lord. Our connection has to be with Christ. If I love my Lord, if I love my Savior, if I love my Redeemer, if I love Christ, I will do what He asked me to do. That's what people who love one another do. They do what the other asks if it's for somebody's good. But because, the law says love God above all, love your neighbor as yourself, but, you know, I was really busy, so that excuses me. And we do that so much, especially with the greatest commandment that God has given to us. You know, if people may come to confession and they will worry about every detail of honesty or dishonesty that they ever committed in their life. Well, I remember one time I stole a candy bar. Well, okay, that's, you know, it's not right, but it's no major big deal. Or I maybe wasted too much time. And they maybe worry about that, which is probably a good thing for us to do once in a while. When it comes to sins of sexuality, they will remember every problem that they ever had with it, every thought, every temptation, and they remember that. But how many people ever come in and confess that I failed to live out this law of love of my neighbor? We don't even think about that as a sin. It's the greatest commandment. Love God above all things. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. That's the greatest commandment God gave to us. He said this covers a multitude of sins. If we observe that, a lot of the other things simply go away. If we observe that, maybe we would have a little less of the violence and the hatred and mistrust and all of the other things that are going on in our world today. If we practice that sincerely from our hearts, out of love for our God, because God asked me to do this, I know He loves me and I love my God, I will respond to it. Not because it's a rule, but because I love my God and I want to please and praise and thank Him. So this gospel story is very real and very, very important for us in our world, especially for us in our world today, where it just seems like hatred and violence and disrespect and all of these other things have simply taken hold. We have the secret to what makes life worthwhile. Christ gave that to us. It's by really caring for our God, loving our God, and loving and caring for one another. And not making excuses all the time for, well, I didn't do this because, or, you know, just all that kind of stuff that we think of. All of the justification, well, they didn't do this for me when I was sick, so we justify it that way. That isn't the way it's supposed to be. God said you love God above all things. You love your neighbor as yourself. That law is already imprinted in your heart. And as the book of Deuteronomy says, our job is to act on it, to make it real, to make it happen in our world today. Our world needs it badly.